Welcome to Sign for the Times. The Society for the Involvement of Good Neighbors, commonly known as Sign, is a not-for-profit agency in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, Canada, that provides 24 social and community programs and services that fulfill its mission to provide leadership, programs, and services that assist, support, and empower children, adults, and families to achieve lifelong success. Sign believes that will lead to strong and caring citizens and communities. Our podcasts explore those programs and include conversations with people closely involved with Sign, and when possible, people who have used the services of Sign. My name is Dick DuReich. Sign is a major employer in work, with a staff full-time and part-time of about 130 people. Offices are located on North Street in what was once the Angus Spice School, as longtime residents of Yorkton may remember, and at Sign on Broadway in the former Corona Motor Hotel and, for a brief time, a Travelodge, which was donated to Sign by the owner of that property in 2005. Many of the staff work with clients outside those buildings, meeting them in their homes or other community spaces. Staff performs a large variety of functions, from managing any of the 24 programs under Sign's umbrella to organizational management, program management, maintenance of buildings and facilities, administrative support, drivers, daycare staff, and much, much more. Sign employs people in Yorkton and in Campsack, who also travel in the wider service area that extends from the Trans-Canada Highway and Fort Capello to the south to the First Nations north of Campsack. Today we are speaking with Shelley Zorp, who is the Director of Operations for Sign. And a big operation it is that she's responsible for. While program managers hire the staff they need, Shelley ensures that when there are vacancies, those who may be interested in working at Sign are aware of the vacancies and are also aware of what it means to work for an agency dedicated to providing a wide variety of social services in Yorkton and area. Shelley, let's talk about the staffing situation at Sign and the requirements and the benefits of working there. I'm guessing that the impact of COVID on Sign staff and employment levels and the ability to attract new staff, which everybody has been faced with, has also been a factor at Sign.
Thank you, Dick. Yeah, so COVID definitely has had its own impact on our people, our programs, and the agency. And in some ways, it's impacted and challenged the staffing complement of some programs. And in other ways, it's actually provided Sign staff and management the opportunity to be creative and flexible and to adapt to the needs of the community and the clients during the pandemic as well. We do recognize, though, that our staff are definitely a huge backbone to what we do within Yorkton and the area. And we're always seeking to engage and hire new people into our different programs to really support the community the best way that we can.
What at the present time are the most critical needs for staff at Sign among all the programs?
The Early Learning Center, our daycare, is one that is constantly looking to hire. We currently have a full-time position, permanent full-time position open. We have a temporary full-time position open. And we're always looking for casual staff as well. So that has probably been the hardest hit program due to the pandemic. What is interesting to note as well is that the early learning centers throughout all of the area have really been hit hard due to COVID as well.
Sign is not unusual in that. It's a widespread type of problem. As we know, you know, in many industries, including hospitality and various service industries.
You bet. Yeah, it has definitely been a huge impact. But that being said, we have some phenomenal and dedicated staff who are always striving to do the very best they can with what we've got. And they've really done a good job of just picking up, being very reliable throughout all of this. So we really appreciate our staff.
What generally are kind of the levels of experience or education that people might need in order to fill various positions at Sign? Some of them, I'm assuming, are, you know, require more experience than others. Some of them require more education than others. Is there kind of a common level we can talk about?
Each program is varied in what their requirements are. So that's important to remember. As an example, like I was just talking about our early learning center. I mean, we are seeking people who have a maybe a level 1, 2, or 3 early childhood educating certificate. But you know what? We will also look to support people who have a keen interest, who maybe are really wanting to get into the field. And we would try to support within what we can. We would support people to start working towards their level 1. So experience is always important as well. We can't deny that experience really does matter too. And so we're always looking for people who have the certifications and the experience. But we're also willing to support people in their learning as well. Some of our other programs, as an example, our family preservation program or our housing outreach program, they would be seeking somebody with a social work degree, maybe some experience working with individuals who might be struggling with addictions or mental health. So it really does vary. But again, people have a keen interest, a desire to help others. We would definitely be wanting to talk to those individuals as well.
There will be some people who think that because SINE is a social service agency that, you know, if I don't have a social work degree, I don't qualify. But that's obviously not the case.
No. We really do look at those experiences as well.
The benefits of working at SINE, I think it's worth talking about because there is a general assumption that benefits and salaries at organizations that are not for profit tend to be probably lower than, you know, or might be lower than other jobs in the same line of work. The benefits I know at SINE have been and continue to be reviewed as our salaries. What is the situation at SINE as opposed to other jobs that might be available to these people?
Well, you know, there's several benefits to working for SINE. And so I can speak to for people that are employed in a permanent full-time, even a part-time, which is 20 hours or more position, they would expect paid day off once a month. They would expect that our health and dental benefits, they're 100% employer paid. So there is no percentage that the employee needs to pay into that. We also do, for those who are interested, a 4% matching pension contribution as well, for those that are interested. And of course, we do look at those flexible schedules that meet the employee and the client's schedule, depending on which program that happens to be as well. So those are just some of those benefits. But in terms of, you know, we're talking about the pay. I mean, what's really neat is that actually we contracted CELU, CELU, which stands for Saskatchewan Education Leadership Unit. We contracted them and they did several things for us. So they provided us a survey that we provided to all staff for feedback about workplace satisfaction. We also did a review of our salary levels and with comparison to other similar programs and community-based organizations within the province. And they used a salary data collection tool to obtain that information. And of course, CELU provided us a report, recommendations, and an action plan from all that to meet the needs identified from the survey and data collection tools. And what we can say for sure is that we are very comparable to other community-based organizations within the province in terms of our wages and our benefits that we provide to our staff.
So we are competitive. People need not think right off the bat that because it's a nonprofit, you know, things are going to be not as good as they might find somewhere else, obviously.
And I mean, those are definitely conversations that we have during our interview processes, for sure.
There are always, it seems, job listings and jobs available and SINE looking for people to work in various programs. You're on the website. Where else can people find out about job listings?
Individuals can definitely check out our SINE website. They can also check out SASK Jobs and Indeed. That's where we will post all of our job postings. We also post internally and we try to make sure that internally that people, there's movement as well, but we also post externally as needed too.
And those job listings will provide people with a detailed outline of what the job entails and how to apply.
That is correct.
So when people apply, and they can do it online, as you mentioned, because we are on various platforms, what's the process from there? You obviously get the applications, or the program manager does. What's the process that goes from there?
So once a person has made an application, it goes to the hiring manager. So the manager of that program. And like we've talked earlier, we have 24 programs, which means that we have 24 different managers as well. So, so it goes directly to that hiring manager. They will shortlist those people that they feel have the experiences, qualifications that meet the needs. They will contact those individuals and they will set up an interview, which we would prefer to do in person because in person is always best. But we have also been known to be accommodating and provide virtual interviews as well. So that's always been, that's something that we've gotten very good at over the last 2 years.
Everybody has, I think. Yep.
I think you're right. Absolutely. Then after that, we will review the interviews. We will shortlist from there. We will reach out to the person that we feel best meets the needs of the program. And then, of course, contact everybody else who's also been interviewed as well. Once that person is hired, we had, you know, there's a few things that are needed. We do require criminal record checks to be completed for all of our positions. And those have to be, at least 6 months old or less. If it's older than 6 months, we'll have to go get another criminal record check. We review the criminal record check and then we give it back to the individual as well. That's theirs to keep, not ours. From there, once they are hired, we actually have a whole orientation process we like to walk people through. We do have orientation for all of our programs, which is, you know, to the individual program, the job description, those things. But then we actually have a process where we get to meet with all of the new staff. And so Andrew Sedley, who is our executive director, and myself, we will meet with all new hires once a month. And so with these new employees, we will talk about the history of SIGN. We will actually do an overview of all of our programs so people understand how vast we really are. We have 7 different locations. We're working primarily out of 2 major communities, which is Yorkton and Campsack. So people don't know those things. So it's always great to talk about and educate people about our agency. The other things that we talk about is the orientation to policy and procedure. And we also orientate people to occupational health and safety and making sure that people understand their rights under OH&S legislation. You know, and it's just a really great way to say hello to people and meet them and really talk about our values, our mission, our vision for SIGN and really engage people in how excited we are about that as well.
And I assume that a lot of these people might be surprised at the broad services that SIGN offers, and their job may actually require them to connect with other aspects and other programs of SIGN, because there's a fair bit of interrelationship there.
There really is, and you know what? It really is. It's exciting for me to share about the great things that we do as an organization, and then we talk about how also that partnership. So the knowledge is really essential because the partnership is critical to meet the needs of clients and our community. And so, you know, you might be working in, say, the early learning center, but you might know about the family support program and you might know about the walk-in or the rapid access counseling. And if you see somebody struggling, you can let them know about, hey, did you know about these programs? You know, the partnership with our broader partners in the communities are really critical as well, because we do know that no one's an island. We all have resources. We all have passion. We all have things that we can provide that really do complement others as well. We don't want to overlap services because that wouldn't be responsible, I think, to our funders and whatnot too. But we definitely want to complement each other to really to do the very best job that we can in the community.
Well, thank you, Shelley. That's been very informative. And to repeat, the job opportunities are posted on the SIGN website, www.signyorkton.ca, under careers, as well on sasjobs.ca and indeed.com. And the SIGN website now also includes a form that can be used to apply and attach resumes and other documents. So basically, the application process can all be done online. New SIGN for the Times podcasts are published regularly. In upcoming podcasts, we will continue to talk with those who have been assisted by SIGN's various programs and with the program managers and staff who provide that assistance. If you have comments or suggestions, please feel free to email communications@signyorkton.ca or use the contact options on our website at www.signyorkton.ca. www.covidcommunity.ca. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at @YorkTon. Thanks for listening, and we will talk again soon.